Well, Bahrain's regime forces cracked down on protesters who are mourning for a 17-year-old youth killed by government troops a day earlier. Protesters have held a funeral for Ali Khalil al-Sabah in the village of Bani Jamra, west of the capital, Manama. Sabah was shot dead by regime forces there on Tuesday. He is the latest victim of the ongoing crackdown by the al-Khalifa regime on dissent. Police, however, say he died after a bomb he was holding in his hands went off. They also claim that he was wanted for criminal offenses. Bahrain has been the scene of pro-democracy rallies for more than 2 years now. The al-Khalifa regime is responding with heavy-handed tactics, which have led to scores of deaths and thousands of detentions. To discuss that a bit further, and I joined with Professor Bill Beeman, who is with the University of Minnesota, and he's joining us live now from San Jose. Professor Beeman, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, it's been seen that there's been an escalation on the side of the Bahraini government towards these protesters, especially in the past couple of months or so. Why exactly escalate the situation now?
Well, the al-Khalifa government in Bahrain represents a minority Sunni population in Bahrain, and they're trying to maintain control of the country in the face of a majority Shia population in the country that has really been fed up for many, many years with the heavy-handed and rule of the al-Khalifa government, which in fact has favored the Sunni population in Bahrain over the Shia. And the in a situation like this, where you have a young man who was killed. The details are, of course, unclear. It's a matter of sort of he said, she said. But the mourners are take a killing like this as symbolic of the heavy hand of the repressive government. And quite naturally, a funeral like this with literally thousands of people coming out is going to be something that is going to be seen as threatening to the government. I think that they made a terrible mistake by trying to confront the mourners and turning this into a political event.
So as the days go by, Professor, how much of a thorn is the Bahraini situation becoming for the likes of the United States?
The United States maintains a 6th fleet in Bahrain. And you'll remember that before 1991, the United States did not have a land presence in the Persian Gulf region at all. The first Gulf conflict with Saddam Hussein under George H.W. Bush, the father of the recent president, was the pretext that the United States gave to many of the nations in the Gulf, saying that Saddam Hussein was going to invade them or take over their country. And so the United States was able to establish a presence there. Now, the U.S. is heavily dependent on the Bahraini government for giving them a military base there, a naval base. And so the U.S. is very reluctant to criticize the al-Khalifa government in Bahrain for that reason. This is very sad because for those of us who really treasure human rights, because what it means is that the United States is adopting a double standard with regard to regimes in the Middle East. The ones that do things that are favorable to U.S. foreign policy, we ignore, and those that we see as our possibly enemies of the United States, we come down very hard on. So it is really a very, we should be protecting human rights wherever they are violated, and they certainly are being violated in Bahrain.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Professor Beeman speaking to us live from San Jose.